This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For 2 weeks, a newspaper photographer in Miami found herself taking some pretty unusual pictures. But they weren't coming from her day job. They were coming from her own backyard. Kenny Malone of member station WLRN has the story.
At work, Emily Michaud and her husband Walt are photojournalists for the Miami Herald. But at home, they're parents. They have two sons. Michael's 8, Ryan is 10. And their Miami Shores home can get a bit rowdy. But a few weeks ago, Emily was home alone, and the house
was unusually quiet.
Dad was picking the boys up from karate.
So that's when I noticed that there was this odd noise.
In the backyard.
I can't even...
From the mango tree.
I can't even describe it. It was alive. I knew it was alive.
Emily wasn't going out there. Once the kids got home, she sent them.
They ran back in saying, "That's an owl." And sure enough, this little gray fuzzball was out in the tree.
Tiny baby screech owl calling for its parents. Eastern screech owls are good parents. They mate for life. Dad hunts and gathers. Mom is a living food processor. The baby owl in Emily's mango tree seemed to be an only child. And her boys named the little guy Bob.
Oh, Bob. They call everything Bob. They found salamanders this summer, and they named all five of them Bob. They call their friends Bob. My youngest son wants to be renamed Bob. It's just Bob.
Emily snapped a few photos of Bob and made a Facebook fan page. Within days, Bob had like 450 fans and loads of comments.
"I just want to touch you. I just want to hold you."
Neighbors started showing up at the house unannounced.
"We're here to see Bob." It didn't matter if it was dinner time.
So the dishes piled up.
If we were attempting to do some homework.
So the boys' homework backed up.
It was time to see Bob.
She's got a big worm in her mouth.
Emily decided to live stream video of Bob over the internet. One of the first nights, she actually caught a feeding on tape.
There she is. Did you guys see it?
People from California and New Hampshire and China were watching. The next night, Emily went back outside. She noticed the screeching wasn't coming from the mango tree anymore. The owl had moved to Emily's fence. It looked like Bob was trapped.
Pandemonium ensued and everybody ran outside. We got the camera rolling.
Can you hold it for a second?
I did a quick alert on the live stream and the Facebook that Bob had left the hole.
The message went up.
"Oh, Ed's heading over."
Within minutes, a neighbor showed up.
"I don't know.
We've been users online. Where's the mom?"
"The mom is close by. We don't want her. He's not hurt, guys."
Owl experts, PETA members were weighing in.
But we were still just kind of watching and figuring out, is it his time to go?
Was it just time for Bob to leave his nest? Eventually, Bob jumped down from the fence. It had actually only looked like he was trapped. Fluttered up to a papaya tree.
"He's totally calm and totally happy with life."
Then over to a green Adirondack chair next door.
"I think this is it for Bob."
Just like that, Bob was out of sight.
For me, there won't be another Bob. This was our Bob. But the boys, I'm sure the next thing that comes along, whether it be a lizard or a snake, it's probably going to end up being a Bob.
Emily says the boys are busy scribbling their birthday gift lists with toy guns at the top. They've moved on, but Emily hasn't. At night, when Ryan and Michael are at karate and the house is unusually quiet, Emily Michaud listens outside and gets sad. She really got used to those hungry little owl squeaks. For NPR News, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.